Hallelujah, name Lord Jesus Christ, we welcome everyone to come to our open house.
Hallelujah, 奉主圣名, 我们欢迎每一个人来到我们的开放日。
We praise and thank God that we can have friends among us to worship the true and living God with us.
我们非常高兴今天有我们的朋友和我们在一起来这边一同来敬拜神。
Maybe many of us, we worship different religion.
也许我们中间有些我们信奉不一样的宗教。
But in every religion, we know our destination is the heavenly kingdom.
但是我们几乎可以知道，几乎每个宗教都有一个对天国的一个定义。
But what is the way to the heavenly kingdom?
但是怎么样才是通往天国的道路呢？
And how can we find that way to the heavenly kingdom?
那我们又要怎么样才能够找到这条通往天国的道路呢？
Every single one of us who sit here this morning, we know that this earth and life on this earth is only temporary.
那今天我们在座的每一位，我们都了解到，我们今天在世上的生活不过是暂时短暂的。
That's why many of us we try to live a good life.
那所以就是这样子，我们每一个人都尽量想要过着一个良善的生活。
We try to live a life that is pleasing to God.
我们希望过着一个取悦神的生活。So
one day all of us can enter the kingdom of heaven.
那所以有一天，将来我们可以进入这个天国。And
this is the goal for mankind.
这就是我们人类的目标。Let's
turn to the book of Revelation.
我们来看启示录。
The book of Revelation, chapter 21.
我们看启示录第21章。
Chapter 21, verse 3 and verse 4.
我们看启示录21章第3节第4节。
Revelation, chapter 21, verse 3 and verse 4.
启示录21章第3节第4节。
And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. Verse 4.
第4节,
and God will wipe every tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. So we can see that during this time, John saw the heaven open.
在这个时候我们看到这里记载着使徒约翰他看到天开了。
And then he saw the new heaven and the new earth.
那他看到在地的新天国。
And then John saw the holy city coming down from heaven.
那约翰他看到天上的圣城来到这个地上。
And this city is prepared for his bride, which are the chosen people of God.
那这个圣城是为他的心腹，就是神的选民所准备的。
And during that time he heard a loud voice.
在那个时候他听到有道的声响。
And his voice said to him, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And it's with the chosen people.
这个声音大声地说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他要做他们的子民。This
is very beautiful.
这是一个很美的景象。Because
God is an almighty God.
因为我们知道神是全能的真神。But
because he loves us so much.
但是因为他是这样子的爱我们。He
wants to be part of our life.
他希望能成为我们生活中的一部分。So
that's why I say the tabernacle of God is with men. It's with every single one of us.
所以这里就是说神的帐幕在人间, 在与每一个人同在。And
he will dwell with us.
他会在我们与我们同住。And
we shall be his people.
我们要做他的子民。And
he himself will be our God.
神要亲自与我们
How beautiful this is.
这是一个多美的景象。
The reason he can say his people because of his love for every single one of us.
他可以说我们是他的子民, 因为他是这样子的爱我们。
And then if he is our God.
如果说他是我们的神,
And then verse 21 say, And God will wipe every tear from their eyes.
那21节告诉我们说神会擦去我们每个人的眼泪。
There should be no more death.
因为不会再有死亡。
No sorrow, no crying.
不会再有悲哀哭嚎。
There should be no more pain.
也不会再有任何的痛苦。
For all the former things shall pass away.
因为以前的事情都过去了。
You can see most of us sitting here this morning, we come from another country to this country.
我相信我们之中每一位很多人都是从另外一个国家移民到这里来。
And the reason we migrate to this country because we know this country is better than most country that we used to live in.
因为我们移民到这里来是因为我们相信 这个国家比我们过去所居住的国家还要更好。
And it's very true, America is one of the greatest countries in the world.
那这也是真的,美国的确是世界上 伟大的国家之一。
And we are the most wealthiest country in the world.
也是世界上 最富有的国家之一。
And we have the greatest armed forces in the world.
我们有世界上 最强大的军队。
And also with all the technology and economy, it's also one of the best in the world.
那我们的 经济科技也是 世界上最好的之一。
But when we come to this country,
当我们来到这个国家之后,
do we still have sorrow?
我们是不是还有痛苦呢?
Of course.
当然。
Do we still have pain?
那我们是不是还有负担呢?
Of course.
当然。
You can see yesterday when I was driving to Sunnyvale.
那昨天当我开车到 Sunnyvale的时候
There's a Kaiser Hospital there.
那里有一家Kaiser医院。
The parking lot was completely full.
那一个停车场是满满的。
Because so many people go to the hospital, they need to put a stoplight. Right? No longer they just use a stop sign. They use a light because there's so many traffic.
在那个时候，他们只好把这个红灯亮起来，因为实在是太多车子要进来了。
So because we know that one day we get old, we will die.
我们也知道有一天当我们渐渐老去，我们也会死。
And sometimes even we are young, we are sick, and we also will die.
即使有时候年轻，那你生病，你也可能会死。
So deep down inside our hearts.
所以在我们内心的深处
We know this world and this life is only temporary.
我们知道这个世界，这个生命不过是暂时短暂的。
That's why our true home is in the heavenly kingdom.
那就是为什么我们真正的家是在天国。
Because when we die, we will every single one of us, we must enter this heavenly kingdom.
因为当我们死去之后，我们之中的每一位，我们都希望我们能够进入这个天国。
Because in the heavenly kingdom, there's no more pain.
因为在天国不会再有
There's no more death and there's no more crying.
不会再有悲哀。 哭嚎以及痛苦
But in this country, it doesn't matter what country we go to, we will have pain, we will have death.
但是在这个世上的国家, 不管是哪一个国家, 都会有痛苦, 有悲哀。
But those of us who want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
对于那些想要进入天国的人来说,
we must believe in the one true God.
我们要相信那独一的真神。
We must overcome the things that's in this world.
我们必须要 克服这世上的一切
That's why in verse 7 Chapter 21 verse 7
所以在21章第7节这里说
It says He who overcomes shall inherit all things And I will be his God And he shall be my son
第7节 得胜的必要承受这些为业 我要做他的神 他要做我的儿子
This is very important
这是非常重要的
We know the world is full of sin
我们知道这世上是充满罪恶的
And we cannot conform to the things of this world
如果说我们顺从这世上的潮流的话
But we must overcome the things of this world
但是我们要克服这世上的
Because in verse 8 say But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderer, sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolater All the liars shall have their part in the lake of fire
第8节说那胆怯的不信的可憎的杀人的淫乱的行邪术的拜偶像的和一切说谎的他们的粪就烧在硫磺火湖里
Actually it would be wonderful if every single one of us died and we all go to heaven
我知道如果我们每一个人死后都可以到天国当然是一件很美好的事情
Because this is God's will
因为这事实上是神的旨意
But that is not that easy
但是实际上却又不是那么的简单
Because when we die there's only two places to go
因为在我们死后有两个地方我们可能会去
And we hope every single one of us enter the heavenly kingdom
我们当然希望每一个我们都可以进入那天国
But there's another place
但是还有另外一个地方
This place will burn with fire with brimstone
那这个地方是烧着硫磺的火湖
Of course that is the everlasting hell
当然那就是永永的地狱
And we know that none of us want to go that place
我们知道我们没有一个人想要去那个地方
Because that place is full of suffering
因为那个地方是充满了痛苦
And that place is full of pain
那个地方是充满了悲伤
I remember when my adopted father was sick
我记得当我继父他生病的时候
Actually my adopted father he never afraid of dying
事实上我的继父他从来不害怕死亡
But during the time he was sick
但是当他生病的时候
And the time he went down to hell
在那个时候他觉得他自己进入了地狱
And the time he became so afraid
那个时候他觉得他是这么的恐惧
Because he described me, he said hell was so much suffering
他跟我说地狱是这么样的充满了痛苦
Even though so much suffering, but he cannot describe what it's like because the pain is unbearable
即使说是这么的痛苦 他不知道该怎么样的形容 因为那种痛苦是没有办法承受的
So that's why during that time, he became afraid of dying
所以在那个时候他就对死亡产生了恐惧
Because dying is not the last place The last thing that we're going to do
因为死了之后并不是就如此而已
But after dying there's heavenly kingdom And also the everlasting hell
因为在死了之后有永远的天国也有永远的地狱
But why sometimes it's so difficult for us to enter the heavenly kingdom
为什么有时候对我们来讲进入天国会那么的难呢
Listen to the book of Matthew
我们来看马太福音
The book of Matthew
我们看马太福音
Chapter 7
马太福音第7章
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章,
verse 13 and 14.
马太福音第七章13节14节,
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
马太福音第七章13节14节,
it says here, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that lead to destruction, and there are many who go in and go in by it. Verse 14.
14节,
because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which lead to life, and there are few who find it. So we can see in these two verses, our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of heaven.
在这两节, 我们的耶稣基督告诉我们说, 要进入天国是多么的困难啊?
What he encourages us, we must enter by the narrow gate.
啊, 他告诉我们说, 啊, 永生的窄门是窄的。
This means the way to the heavenly kingdom is not easy.
那就是说, 啊, 永生天国之路不是一条容易的道路。
But if we want to take the easy way,
但是如果你想要走容易的路的话,
if we want to enter that wide gate,
啊, 如果你要进入那宽大的门,
that wide gate will lead to destruction.
啊, 那, 啊, 宽门是引到灭亡的,
and there many will go to this wide gate.
那很多人会走上这一条宽大门的路,
but narrow is the gate.
啊, 但是, 啊, 这个窄门呢,
and difficult is the way.
啊, 窄门的路是很困难的,
will lead to life.
啊, 却会引到永生。
So that's why when I went to Africa,
啊, 所以当我到非洲布道的时候,
actually, many of our brothers and sisters there, they want to come to America.
那, 在那里很多的弟兄姐妹, 他们都希望有一天能够到美国来,
because to them, America is just like heaven on earth.
啊, 对他们来说, 美国就跟天国是一样了,
and their whole life, they're just dreaming that one day they can come to America.
啊, 他们的一生都希望梦想着有一天能够到这个国家来,
but for them to come to this country is very difficult.
啊, 但是对他们来说, 要到这个国家却是很困难的一件事情。
Most of our members, they are not so rich.
啊, 当然那是, 那我们很多的那里的信徒都不是很富有。
So for them to be able to afford a ticket, a plane ticket to come here is very difficult.
啊, 对他们来讲, 要买个机票, 飞到这里来都是很困难的事。
But even to have money to buy a plane ticket,
啊, 其实说他们有钱可以付得起这个机票,
it doesn't mean they can come to America.
那也不见得代表说他们就可以来到美国。
First, they need to have a lot of money in the bank.
啊, 首先他们在银行里面要有很多钱存在那里。
So this means you cannot just borrow money and then put in the bank. No, you have to have money in the bank for at least 3 to 5 years. That's a lot of, you know, a bunch of money. This means you have to have a lot of it in those between those 3 or 5 years.
啊, 啊, 他们, 啊, 必须要在银行里面有很多的存款, 最少要有3年到5年。
And not only that, you must have small children.
啊, 不仅是如此, 你还有很小的小孩。
Because the government knows that if people come to this country, they would stay here, would never go back to their country.
啊, 因为那里的政府知道, 人们一旦来到这个国家, 他们就会在这里留下来, 不回去了。
So if they don't have small children, this means they can just come here and then they don't want to go back. They have no, no, they don't want to, there's nothing for them to go back.
啊, 如果说他们没有小孩留在那里的话, 可能一来到这里就不想要再回去了。
And then if they don't have money in the bank, in Africa, of course, you'd have nothing to go back to.
啊, 如果说在, 啊, 非洲也没有钱, 那你更不需要回去了。
But the last thing that they need to improve by the embassy.
啊, 那最后他们还要经过大使馆的同意。
And pretty much 95% of the time, it's not easy to get a visa to come to this country.
啊, 事实上, 95%, 以上的人, 都拿不到这个签证来到美国。
So most people, it's so difficult to enter to America.
啊, 所以说对他们来讲, 啊, 进入美国是很困难的。
How much more difficult for us to enter the kingdom of heaven?
啊, 然后进入天国对我们来讲又是, 比起来又是更加的困难呢?
Because remember, the kingdom of heaven is forever and ever.
啊, 那我们知道这个天国是永永远远的。
And there's no more death, there's no more crying, there's no more pain.
啊, 是没有死亡, 没有哭嚎, 没有悲伤的。
For sure, many of us want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
啊, 那当然了,
but the road is very narrow.
啊, 但是这个路确实非常的窄,
and the road is very difficult.
啊, 但是是一条非常困难的路,
but at the same time, it's also very easy.
啊, 但是相, 同时也是简单的。
When we continue to study how we enter the kingdom of heaven.
啊, 那我们来继续查考, 我们要怎么样进入这天国呢?
And why is it difficult?
啊, 为什么说很难呢?
Look at in chapter 7, verse 15.
啊, 在第七章15节这里说,
beware false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves.
啊, 15节这里说, 你们要防备假先知, 他们来到你们这里, 外面披着羊皮, 里面却是残暴的狼。
This is another reason why it's so difficult.
啊, 这又是说, 啊, 天国路这么难走的另外一个原因。
Because there's so many Christians in the world.
啊, 因为在世上有这么多的基督教。
Even though outwardly they dress just like a sheep.
他们就好像外面是披着羊皮的
，but inwardly they just like wolves。
但是里面却是残暴的狼。
So that's why when we go to different church，
就是说我们来到不一样的教会的时候
，we must hear everything that's in the Bible。
我们要听到圣经里面所传扬的福音。
Everything we listen to it must be from the Bible。
我们所听的一定要从圣经里面出来的。
If people do not speak from the Bible, we should not listen to them。
如果说他们所传的并不是按照圣经的道理，我们便不应该听。
Because they will deceive us。
因为他们会欺骗我们。
If they deceive us, on the end, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven。
如果我们受了他们的欺骗，末了我们便没有办法进入天国。
That's why nowadays, if you watch all the infomercial commercial。
所以说当今我们看很多这个广告。
Actually, a lot of time they do many things that is very deceiving.
事实上很多时候他们做很多很欺骗人的事情。
For example, if you are overweight.
比如说如果我们过重了。
They have many different pills you can take so you can become skinny.
有很多广告的药你可以吃让你变得很瘦。
And there's many exercise equipment you can buy, and then within 60 days you can lose all the weight.
那也有很多广告的运动器材，说你只要用他们运动器材60天，你就可以把你的重量减掉。
And every single year, many people fall for this kind of commercial.
每一年人们都被这样子的广告而受欺骗。
Because on the end, if you truly want to lose weight,
事实上到后来，如果你真的要减重的话
，we must eat less and do more exercise.
其实很简单，你就要吃少一点，多做一些运动。
And this is a normal way to lose weight.
那这个是一个很自然的方法来减去重量。
But because so many people try to make money out of us.
但是因为很多人想要借此来发财。
Can you imagine when it comes to eternal life?
那你就可以想象谈到这个永生又是会如此呢?
Because there's so many people try to tell us the way to enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为世上有这么多人，他们也试着告诉我们那通往天国的方法。
But if people tell us their way must be wrong.
如果说人们是以他们自己的方法来跟我们讲，那一定是错的。
Because there's only one way according to the Bible.
因为根据圣经，通往天国只有一个方法。
And this way through our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个方法就是借由耶稣基督。
So those people who speak about the heavenly kingdom.
所以对那些传扬天国的人来说
，they must speak everything from the Bible.
他们必须要依照圣经来传扬。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is the Word.
因为圣经耶稣基督就是我们的话语。
And the Word is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那个耶稣基督就是我们的道路。
And the Bible is only the Word.
那圣经的话是唯一的话。
There's nothing else.
没有其他的。
So that's why we must think and reflect.
所以我们必须要来好好的想一想。
I'm sure many of us we heard about Jesus before.
我相信我们很多人都听过耶稣。
Especially if we live in this country for many years.
尤其我们在美国这么多年。
So we truly know our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们要认真了解了耶稣基督。
There's a certain way we must do to enter this heavenly kingdom.
有一些事情我们是必须做的才能进入天
国。And what is the third reason why is it so difficult to enter the kingdom of heaven?
为什么那又为什么进入天国会这么的难呢
？That is on verse 24.
在24节这里告诉我们说。24节。
Therefore, whoever hears this saying of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Verse 25.
25节。
And the rain descended, the flood came, and the wind blew and beat on the house and did not fall, for it was found on the rock. Verse 26.
26节。
But everyone who hears this saying of mine and does not do them.Would be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Verse 27.
27节.
And the rain descended, the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat on the house, and fell, and great was its fall. So you can see here, this is another reason why it's so difficult.
这里我们可以看到为什么进入天国是这么的困难呢?
When we hear the word of God.
当我们听到神的话的时候。
When someone shares with us the Bible.
当其他的人和我们分享圣经的道理的时候。
Of course, automatically we will hear it.
当然我们是可以听得到。
But if you hear the word of God,
但是如果你听到神的话语。
And if you do not do it,
但是你却不去行。
Then it's just like a man who built his house on the sand.
就好像一个人将房子盖在沙土上面一样。
We know building a house on the sand is very easy.
我们知道在房子要盖在沙土上是很简单的。
All we need is a strong shovel and dig a foundation and build on it.
我们只要有一个铲子挖一挖就开始盖了。
But what happened when the waves come in?
但是如果说这个浪来了怎么办
？What happened when it rains？
那雨下来了怎么办
？What happened when it flood？
那洪水来了怎么办
？If we build a house on the sand, for sure it will fall。
如果说我们将房子盖在沙土上， 那当然有一天就要倾倒,
but those of us who are wise,
但是对那些聪明的人来说,
and those of us truly want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
对那些真的想要进入天国的人来说,
when we build our house, we must build on the rock.
当我们盖我们房子的时候,我们必须要盖在磐石上,
of course, to build a house on a rock is not very easy.
当然要在磐石上盖房子是不简单的,
most of the time when you build a house on a rock, you must use dynamite to blow it up so you can build a foundation.
如果说你要在磐石上盖房子,你必须要炸药把这个磐石炸开,你才可以建的地基。
But this is the only way.
但是这是唯一的方法。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the only way.
耶稣基督是我们唯一的方法。
And sometimes it can be very difficult.
但是有时候这样子确实可以很困难的。
But we may listen to the word of God.
但是如果我们真的听从神的话,
we believe it.
我们相信他,
and we do exactly what he wants us to do.
我们真的顺从, 耶稣基督的教导来做,
of course, on the end days,
当然在末日的时候,
we will enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们就必进入这天国。
Because even though many of us, we know our Lord Jesus Christ,
即使说我们每个人, 我们都知道耶稣基督,
but it's very important to follow his will.
但是更重要的是,
that's why in verse 21 to verse 23, chapter 7 of Matthew,
那就是在第七章21节到23节这里说,
not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven, verse 22.
22节,
many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name, verse 23.
23节,
and then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. This is all the people who truly believe in Jesus Christ.
这里谈到, 对于那些真的相信耶稣基督的人来说,
because they call Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, Lord.
因为他们称呼主啊, 主啊。
And the reason they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ because they want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
他们相信耶稣基督的原因是因为他们想要进入这天国。
But believing does not allow us to enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是相信, 而已并不够让我们能够进入这个天国。
If that is the case, how much more those of us who do not believe in Jesus Christ?
如果是这样子的话, 对那些不相信的人又怎么能够进入天国呢?
If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you have no chance at all to enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果你一点都不相信耶稣基督的话, 你是丝毫没有机会可以进入这天国的。
Because these people, they prophesize in the name of Jesus.
还有一些人, 他们以耶稣基督的名来传扬福音。
They cast out a demon in the name of Jesus.
他们以 耶稣的名, 来赶鬼,
they perform miracles and signs in the name of Jesus.
甚至奉基督的名行了许多异能,
but even then they cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
即使这样子, 他们甚至都还不能进入天国,
because they do not do the will of God.
为什么呢? 因为他们没有遵循神的旨意。
And this is a very important concept.
这是一个非常重要的观念。
For example, if you have a father,
举例来说, 就好像我们如果有个父亲,
and we know the Father loves us very much.
我们知道我们的父亲非常的爱我们。
So our Father tells us, if you want to have a good career, you must study hard.
那我们的父亲告诉我们说, 如果你将来要有很好的职业的话, 你年轻的时候要好好念书。
If you want to have a good marriage, you must pray to God.
如果你想要有一个很好的婚姻, 你应该将这事好好的祷告。
But we know he is our, we know that our Father, what he's saying is right.
我们知道我们父亲告诉我们是正确的。
But we went ahead, we just don't want to do it.
但是我们却不愿意去做。
But if you don't want to do this, means sometime we'll go to the wrong direction.
如果说你不愿意照着父亲的旨意来做, 有一天你就会走错的方向。
That's why with the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是说我们耶稣基督也是如此。
For him, he's a very serious, because he wants every single one of us to enter the kingdom of heaven.
他是很认真, 希望我们每一个人都能够进入这天国。
But there's not too many ways that we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是却不是有很多别的路可以进入这天国。
Let's go to the book of John, chapter 14.
我们看约翰福音第14章,
John chapter 14 verse 6.
约翰福音14章第6节,
John chapter 14 verse 6.
约翰福音14章第6节,
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
第6节, 耶稣说, 我就是道路, 真理, 生命, 若不借着我, 没人能到父那里去。
Our Lord Jesus Christ wants every single one of us to enter the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣基督希望我们每一个人都能够进入这天国。
But there's some requirement.
但是有一些条件。
First, no one can go to heaven except through our Lord Jesus Christ.
首先, 没有人能够进入天国, 如果不借着耶稣基督的话。
Because he said, I am the way and the truth and the life.
因为这里告诉我们说, 耶稣基督就是道路, 真理, 生命。
And no one goes to the Father.
Of
course, the Father is in the heavenly kingdom.
啊, 当然自己的父就是指着天上的天国而言。
The Father is waiting for every single one of us to enter the heavenly kingdom.
啊, 天父在天国等待我们每一个人都能够进入。
But no one can go to him except through our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊, 但是没有人能够不借着耶稣基督来到天国。
So that's why there's so many religions in this world.
啊, 所以说在世上虽然有很多不同的宗教,
and I myself, before I come to know our Lord Jesus Christ,
啊, 我自己在我, 归入主之前,
I also search for different religion.
啊, 那我也, 在不同的宗教来做寻找,
like Buddhism,
啊, 就好像佛教,
like Hinduism,
啊, 就好像, 印度教,
even study Confucius.
啊, 那我也, 研读, 这个儒家的思想,
and I'm sure many of us we try to find a way to the heavenly kingdom.
啊, 那我相信我们之中的每一个人也都希望能够找到这条通往天国的路。
But our Lord Jesus Christ tells us here very plainly.
啊, 但是耶稣基督在这里, 非常清楚地告诉我们,
we want to go to the heavenly kingdom.
如果说我们要到天国的话,
there's only one way.
只有一条路。
That is true, our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊, 就是借着耶稣基督。
Let's turn the book of Acts.
啊, 那我们来看使徒行传。
The book of Acts.
使徒行传。
Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
除了他以外,别无拯救, 因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名可以, 我们可以靠着得救。
We know the name they talk about is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道这里的名指的就是耶稣基督的名。
And they say there's no other salvation that can give to mankind.
这里说, 除此之外别无拯救。
There's no salvation in other name except for the name of the Lord, that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
在天上人间没有赐下别的名, 我们可以靠着得救的。
So we must think and reflect on this.
我们要在这里好好的来思考。
Because we want every single one of us to enter the heavenly kingdom.
因为我们希望我们每一个人
because every single one of us has been created by God.
因为我们每一个人都是神所创造。
And the reason we cannot see the way to the heavenly kingdom because sin has come into the world since the beginning of mankind.
我们知道我们之所以不能够看到这条通往天国的道路是因为罪它进入了人世间。
But now Jesus came to us.
但是现在耶稣基督来到我们中间。
He wanted to show us the way.
他要告诉我们这条通往天国的道路。
And that way is through him.
这条道路就是借由他。
What about some of us who never know Jesus Christ?
那如果说我们中间有些人没有听过耶稣基督呢?
Can they be saved?
那他们能够得救吗?
What about some of us who truly believe in Jesus Christ?
那又有那一些真的相信耶稣基督的人呢?
But we do not obey the word that's inside the Bible.
但是如果他们不愿意遵守圣经的话又是如此呢?
Shall we be saved?
他们会得救吗?
According to the Bible, no.
根据圣经, 答案是,
of course, as people, as human beings, we want everyone to be saved.
当然,我们作为一个人类,
but we must follow God's will.
但是我们却必须要来遵循神的旨意。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians.
我们来看, 帖撒罗尼迦后书,
2 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书,
chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦后书,
chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 9.
帖撒罗尼迦后书, 第一章, 第八节, 第九节,
2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 8 and verse 9.
帖撒罗尼迦后书, 第一章, 第七节, 第八节, 第九节,
in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God, and on those who do not obey the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, verse 9.
第九节,
they shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. So we can see in these two verses is very clear.
在这两节非常清楚地告诉我们,
because on the end days, our Lord Jesus Christ will come and take vengeance on the earth.
这里告诉我们说, 在末日的时候, 耶稣基督要报应那些, 不认识不听从的人,
and he will bring his wrath upon two groups of people.
他要将他的报应, 报应在这两种人身上。
The first group of people, those who do not know God.
第一种是那不认识神的。
Just like a person who do not know our Father.
就好像, 一个人他不认识我们的天父。
Can our Father be happy?
那他的天父会高兴吗?
So for many years that we live on this earth,
所以我们在世上过了这么多个, 岁月,
we must find a way to know our Heavenly Father.
我们必须要找到这一条认识天父的方法。
That's why I say here, those who do not know God,
这是这里说, 那些不认识的人,
they will be punished. punished.
会受到报应.
Why? Because there's so many things in this world declare that there's a God in heaven.
因为这世上, 有那么多人在传扬, 天国的福音.
Look at outside.
就好像我们看看外面的世界.
Look how beautiful it is when the sun shines.
我们看看外面的太阳是多么的美丽.
And at night, look at the moon.
在夜间我们举目看这个月亮,
and look at the stars.
我们看这个满天的星星,
they're just so beautiful.
是这么的美丽.
And why do we have all these things?
为什么会有这一切呢?
Because God is the one that created for us to enjoy.
因为神创造这一切, 让我们人类来享受.
And look at human beings.
来我们看看我们自己人类本身,
how beautiful we are.
我们是多么美丽的创造.
So many scientists since the beginning of mankind tried to find how human was made. They still cannot figure it out.
有这么多的科学家, 从一开始就希望, 知道解开这个, 人类怎么创造的秘密, 但是他们现在还没有办法,
look at a baby when it's in a mother's womb.
我们来看看, 当一个婴孩还在母胎之中的时候,
how can a baby be able to grow bones inside mother's womb?
婴孩怎么样在, 母亲的生理, 身体里面来逐渐长出这些骨头呢?
And how can a baby live in a mother's stomach underwater for 9 months?
那一个婴儿又怎么样能够, 在母胎中, 在羊水里面, 过9个月呢?
You know, this is a wonderful work of God.
这都是神奇妙的创作.
So there's so many things in this world.
所以说这世上有这么多的事情,
we know that someone else is much mightier than we are, created the things of this world.
让我们知道, 这一定是比我们还要, 全能万能的人, 能够创造这样的世界.
That's why every one of us seeking for this, the one who created this world.
所以我们每个人都应该来寻找这个创造世界的这一位神.
So that's why men, we have no excuses at all.
所以对人类来讲, 一点借口都没有.
Because if we look at this pew in front here,
就好像我们如果, 看, 这个讲台前面,
we can never say this pew come up by itself.
我们不能够说这个讲台是自己变出来的.
But we know someone had made this pew.
我们知道一定是有人, 做的.
And this pew is nothing at all. It's just you know, wood and some cloth.
那这个椅子不过是一些木头跟一些 布做出来的.
And nobody, none of us be crazy enough to say this wood, this pew exists by itself.
那我相信我们之间没有一个人会疯狂到说, 这个椅子是自己变出来的.
Now behold the universe.
那我们现在来看看这个宇宙.
How can we say this universe just come by itself?
我们怎么样能够讲说, 这个宇宙是自己出来的呢?
It's impossible.
这是不可能的.
That's why men have no excuses at all.
所以对人类来讲, 一点借口都没有.
We should know the God that created the whole universe.
我们应该要来认识这位创造宇宙的真神.
So that's why those of us do not know him.
所以对于那些不认识神的人,
we refuse to know him.
是因为我们拒绝去认识神.
That's why on the end days we'll be judged.
所以说在末世的时候, 他们会遭到报应.
But there's a second group of people.
再来有第二种人.
And these people did not obey the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这些人是那些不听从主耶稣基督的人.
What is the gospel?
那主耶稣的, 福音是什么?
That is in the Bible.
就是这一本圣经.
Whatever Lord Jesus Christ said, we must do it.
圣经里面记载神的话, 我们必须要遵从.
But if you do not do it,
如果说你不遵从,
on the end day, his wrath will come upon us.
在末日, 祂的愤怒就会临到你的身上.
And none of us can enter the kingdom of heaven.
你就不能够进入这, 天国.
So that's why many of us proclaim that we are Christian.
所以对于很多, 宣称是基督徒的人来讲,
but we do not do the will of God.
如果说他不住, 做神的话,
if we do not do the will of God,
如果说他不, 来遵行神的话,
if we do not obey his word that's inside the Bible,
如果说我们不遵行, 神, 耶稣基督在圣经里面的教训,
we will be punished on the end day.
在末日我们就会遭受到惩罚,
and will send us to everlasting destruction.
就会叫我们, 送到, 那永远的火焰之中.
So that's why the road is very narrow.
所以说这样子来说, 这个路是很窄的。
But we must enter this narrow gate.
但是我们必须要进入这个窄门。
That's why we must listen to this teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是说我们一定要来听从耶稣基督的教诲。
Let's turn the book of John.
我们来看约翰福音。
The book of John.
约翰福音,
chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章,
chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
Let's start from chapter, verse 3.
我们看第三章开始。
John chapter 3 verse 3 to verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第三节到第五节,
Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4.
第四节,
Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5.
第五节,
Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So we can see that during this time, Nicodemus, he was the ruler of the Jews.
我们知道当时尼哥底母他是一个法利赛人，是犹大人的官。
He came to talk to the Lord Jesus Christ.
他来和耶稣基督讲话。
And the reason he wanted to talk to him for sure, that he wanted to know the way to enter the kingdom of heaven.
他之所以来找耶稣基督，是因为他希望能够找到这条通往天国的道路。
But our Lord Jesus Christ said to him,
但是耶稣基督这么跟他说,
He said to him very plainly,
他很清楚地告诉他,
He said, most assuredly I say to you,
我很清楚地告诉你,
when they use the word most assured, this means there's 100%, there's no doubt, there's no other way, this is the only way.
这里说我实实在在地告诉你, 意思就是说, 只有这样一个方法, 实在是没有其他的方法。
And he said, most assuredly I say to you,
这里说我实实在在地告诉你,
unless one is born again,
人若不重生,
he cannot see the kingdom of God.
就不能见神的国。
So what does this mean for us?
这对我们来讲是什么样的意义呢?
We must try to find out what does it mean to be born again.
我们必须要来寻找我们怎么样才能够重生。
If we are not born again, we cannot see the kingdom of God. Never mind, enter through the kingdom of God.
如果说我们不能够重生, 我们便不能见神的国, 那更别谈到进入天国了。
That's why during time Nicodemus, he did not understand.
所以那个时候尼哥底母他就不清楚了。
He said, how can a man be born when he is old?
他说人已经老了又如何能重生呢?
Can he enter a second time to his mother's womb?
岂再能进入母腹出生吗?
And then be born again?
然后就这样再出生吗?
But in verse 5, the Lord Jesus Christ told him,
但是在第五节, 耶稣基督这样跟他说,
and again he said, most assuredly I say to you,
他再一次地说, 我实实在在地告诉你,
this means there's no other way.
就是再一次地说, 事实上没有其他的道路了。
What I say is 100% true.
那我说的是100%真实的。
Unless one is born of water and spirit,
除非人若 不是借着水和圣灵生的,
he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
就不能进入神的国。
So this is what it means to be born again.
这就是重生的真正意义。
To be born again, we must be born of water and spirit.
那重生就是要借着水和圣灵来重生。
So we say we can enter the kingdom of heaven any other way, this means we go against the word of the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果说我们可以 如果我们宣扬我们可以进入天国进入别的方法的话, 那就是和圣经上所记载神的话相冲突了。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ, he is God.
因为耶稣基督他是天上的真神。
And the kingdom of heaven belong to him.
天国是属于他的。
So now he tells us there's a way we must enter the kingdom of heaven.
他已经告诉我们这是唯一一条的道路, 我们能够进入天国的道路。
Of course, it's the heavenly kingdom belong to us, and then we can do many different ways and tell people many different ways to enter the kingdom of heaven.
那如果说这天国是属于我们的, 那我们当然可以用, 来说不一样的方法, 可以进入这个天国。
But I'm sorry, only God has this heavenly kingdom.
但是这唯一的真神, 祂拥有这个天国。
Because only God is almighty enough to create this heavenly kingdom.
因为只有天上的真神, 祂才有这样子的能力来创造这个天国。
So because of this, if we want to enter his kingdom of heaven,
因为这样子如果说我们要进入他的天国的话,
we must do what he tells us to do.
我们必须要遵守他的旨意。
That is to be born again.
那就是要来重生。
To be born again, not only water, but also through spirit.
那这个重生, 不但是要借着水, 也要借着圣灵来重生。
So what does this mean for us?
这对我们来讲又是什么样的意义呢?
Let's turn the book of Mark chapter 16.
我们来看马可福音16章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音16章。
Chapter 16, verse 16.
马可福音16章16节。
Let's start from verse 15.
我们看15节, 从15节开始看。
Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
马可福音16章15节。
And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16.
16节。
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. So we can see in these two verses, our Lord Jesus Christ also told his disciple,
在这两节我们看耶稣基督也这样跟他的门徒说,
go into the world and preach the gospel.
你们往普天下去传扬福音。
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
信而受洗的必然得救。
But those who do not believe,
不信的,
they will be condemned.
必被定罪。
So I'm sure that every single one of us, we do not want to be condemned.
那我相信我们每一个人都不希望被定罪。
But if that's the case, we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果是这样子的话, 我们只有一条路, 就是一定要来相信耶稣基督。
And those of us who believe, we must be baptized.
对于那些相信的人来讲, 我们一定要来受洗。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
This baptism, talking about the baptism of water.
这里所说的受洗就是受大水的洗。
I think many of us have heard this before.
我相信我们大家都听过这一些。
That for us to be baptized, if we want to be saved, we must be baptized.
对于那些要得救的人，一定要来受洗。
But we must go back to the Bible.
但是我们要回到圣经。
What is the Bible teach us about baptism?
圣经对我们的这个洗礼的教训是什么呢
？Because according to the Bible.
因为根据圣经。
There's only one baptism.
只有一种洗礼。
If we do not do according to this one baptism, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
那如果你没有照着这样子来受洗的话，你就不能进入那天国。
Let's read the book of Ephesians.
我们来看以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 5.
以弗所书第四章，第五节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5.
第四章第五节。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
这里说到一主一信一洗。
So maybe we ask ourselves.
也许我们会问我们自己。
Maybe there's so many baptisms in this world.
在世上有这么多不同的洗礼。
And each church baptized differently.
每一个教会施洗的方法好像都不太一样。
That's why it's so important for us. We must go back to the Bible and try to find out.What is the baptism according to our Lord Jesus Christ?
所以对我们来讲，最重要的就是说，回到圣经来了解圣经所记载的洗礼到底是怎么样子的。
Because any baptism that's from man, they are wrong.
因为根据人来所发明的这种不同的洗礼方法都是错的。
It's not the one that created the heavenly kingdom.
因为天国不是由人所造。
So because of this, they have no idea how to enter the heavenly kingdom.
因为这样子我们就不能够来进入这个天国。
But our Lord Jesus Christ is the one that created the heavenly kingdom.
但是耶稣基督却是创造这天国的神。
And for sure he knows the way.
所以他一定是知道进入这天国的方法。
Look at all the people in this world.
我们来看看这世上所有的人。
Every single one of us, we are merely human beings.
那我们每一个人都是人类。
We get sick, we will die.
我们会生病，我们会死亡。
If we ourselves cannot save ourselves, how can we try to tell people to do this, do that to be saved?
如果说我们自己都不能拯救我们自己的话，我们又怎么样能够告诉别人来获得这个拯救呢
？For example, Buddha.
就好像佛教。
See, Buddha never claimed that he was God.
这个佛祖他从来不说他自己是神。
But he merely a human being.
他不过也是一个人类。
He died just like the rest of us.
他和我们其他所有的人一样。
Just like Confucius.
就好像孔夫子。
He's also never proclaimed that he was God.
孔夫子也从来不说他是神。
But of course, he's a great teacher of philosophy.
当然他是一个很好的哲学家。
But if you go to where he was born and where he was buried, his bone is still there.
如果说你回到他那个年代他也死掉，他也埋葬。
There's no human being can tell us the way to enter the heavenly kingdom.
这个世上没有一个人类能够告诉我们那通往永生天国的道。
But our Lord Jesus Christ.
除了耶稣基督以外
，Even though he manifests a human being，
即使说他是降生到世上为人类
，But he is God，
但是他却是
If you go to Jerusalem where he died and buried，
如果说你到耶路撒冷，在他死亡埋葬的地方
，We cannot find his bone，
我们没有办法找到他的
Because as God， he not only died but he resurrected。
因为他是天上的真神，他不但死去，而且
重要是他复活。And he's the first person to overcome death。
他是人类唯一能够超越死亡的。
And that's why he has the right to be able also to save us.
也就是说他也有这样子的权能能够拯救我们。
Because we know that death is our enemy.
我们知道死亡就是我们的敌人。
And nobody can escape death.
我们知道没有人能够从死亡这时候
脱脱。That's why our Lord Jesus Christ came to this world.
所以这就是为什么耶稣基督来到这个世上。
Because he is God.
因为他是真神。
He's destroyed death.
他可以超越死亡。
So he also will give us a way to also destroy death.
他也会告诉我们那些超越死亡的方法。
So that's why he tells us.
所以这就是他为什么这样跟我们说。
You must be born again.
你一定要重生。
We must believe and be baptized.
你一定要来受洗相信来受洗。
But there's only one baptism.
而且只有一种受洗的方法。
But maybe we say to ourselves.
也许我们会自己跟自己说
Why is it so important for us to be baptized?
那受洗为什么会这么样的重要呢
Of course, maybe we hear this for many, many, many times.
也许我们当然听过这一些很多次了
But do we truly believe it?
但是我们是不是真正的相信呢
Do we get up and go and be baptized?
我们是不是能够起身来接受受洗呢
Because if you're not baptized,
因为如果你不接受受洗的话
Our sins still remain inside of us.
你的罪就还是在你中
间 If our sins still remain inside of us and the consequence of sin is spiritual death.
如果说你身上还带着罪的话, 罪的代价就是死。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
我们来看罗马书。
Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Chapter 3 verse 23.
罗马书第三章第三节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
罗马书第三章23节。
The Bible said, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这里说, 因为世人都犯了罪, 亏欠了神的荣耀。
And what the Bible says is true.
圣经上所记载的的确是真实的。
That all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们每一个人都犯了罪而都亏欠了神。
So what does this mean?
这个意义是什么呢?
Even baby, when they just first come out of their mother's womb, they also have sinned.
就是说即使是婴儿他刚从母胎中出生 他都带着罪。
Because when God says all have sinned and fall short of his glory, it's not because we do something bad.
当神说我们都犯罪亏欠了神的荣耀并不是因为我们真的做了什么恶事。
But when God first created us,
但是当神一起初创造人类的时候,
He created us in his own image and own likeness.
他依照他的形象来创造人类。
Because we are his children.
因为我们是他的子女。
But because of our ancestor Adam and Eve.
但是我们的先祖亚当和夏娃。
Yes, maybe we say to ourselves, it's not our fault.
也许有人会说, 那又不是我们的错。
But Adam and Eve is our forefather, is our ancestor.
但是亚当夏娃却是我们的始祖。
Because Adam is the first human that God created.
因为亚当是神所创造的第一个人类。
So anybody who born from a person is Adam descendants.
所以说这个世上的每一个人都是亚当的子孙。
So because Adam and Eve have sinned against God,
因为亚当他犯罪来得罪了神。
So those of us who born after him also have sinned.
所以那些由他而出生的, 也都带着罪。
And this sin is far short of God's glory.
这个罪就亏欠了神的荣耀。
So this means when God created us, he wants us to be like him.
所以说当神起初创造人类的时候, 他希望人类可以像他一样。
But because of sin,
但是因为这个罪,
we become like Satan.
我们就好像, 魔鬼了。
And if we become like Satan, it's impossible for us to enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果说我们, 像魔鬼的一样, 我们便没有办法进入天国。
But that's why God loves us so much.
但是神是这样子的爱我们。
He wants us to be baptized.
他希望我们能够来受洗。
Because when we baptize, we put on our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为, 当我们受洗的时候, 我们就背负了耶稣基督。
Then once again, we have the image and likeness of God.
那我们就再一次有神的形象和荣耀。
Because the Bible said all have sinned and fall short of God's glory.
因为圣经上告诉我们说我们都犯罪, 亏欠了神的荣耀。
But look at verse 24, chapter 3 verse 24.
我们来看第三章24节。
But being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
如今却蒙神的恩典, 因为基督耶稣的救赎, 就白白称义了。
And again, if we want to redeem from our sin,
再一次如果说你希望能够你的罪能够被救赎,
There's no other way beside our Lord Jesus Christ.
除了耶稣基督, 没有其他的方法。
That's why every single one of us,
所以我们之间的每一个人,
For sure we want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
当然我们每一个都希望能够进入这天国。
But we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们一定要来相信耶稣基督。
And if we truly believe in him, we must do according to his will.
如果说我们真的相信耶稣基督, 我们就来遵循。
So those of us who are not born again,
对那些还没重生的人,
we must get up and be born again.
我们必须要起来来接受这个重生。
And only then we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
只有这样子我们才能够进入永生的天国。
Because this is the will of God.
因为这是神的。
That every single one of us should enter the kingdom of heaven.
神的旨意希望我们每一个人都能够进入神的国。
But to be born again is up to us.
但是要来重生, 却是我们自己要做的决定。
Because God did his part already.
因为神已经做了他的部分。
That is to die for us on the cross.
就是他已经在十字架上为我们而死。
That is for him to shed his blood for every single one of us.
为我们在十字架上留下他的宝血。
Now is our turn to do our part.
现在是我们要来尽我们本分的时候。
That is to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的部分就是要我们来相信耶稣基督。
To be baptized so we can have the hope to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们要来接受洗礼, 所以我们才能够进入天国的盼望。
So may God open our hearts.
希望真神开我们的心,
to do his will in his way.
能够依照他的话语来做他的来遵循他的旨意而行。
Let's rise up and sing hymn 482.
我们来起立唱诗, 唱美诗482首。
482.
赞美诗482首。